Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, a couple of years ago, my wife signed me up for this cancer study at Greenville Hospital System. And they basically took you in, weighed you, had you pee in a cup, tested your blood, and did a lot of stuff. And then they track you over the years to see if you get cancer or not. And then they do this with thousands of people, so they're able to spot certain things that cause cancer. Mm-hmm. But one of the things they did is they had to sit down with me to talk about what they've learned so far and what some of the biggest risks are. And they basically summed it up like this. Anything that makes a crackly or crinkly noise whenever you open the package is bad for you.
Oh.
Processed foods are the worst thing for our body.
So anything good?
Pretty much anything we like to eat.
Like these Little Debbie snack cakes right here?
Bad
give
for
me some.
You.
Okay. Give me.
Tastes great, but they're bad for
How
you.
These Ritz crackers I got. Anybody want? No?
I'll take them.
I like them.
Yeah. If it comes in a plastic package of any kind, it's bad for you. And pretty much all these processed foods have all these chemicals in them to make them last longer, and they don't make us last longer.
I've always heard that the healthiest shopping in a grocery store is nothing in the middle.
Right.
Everything around it. So around the produce the and...
Well, I've got a list of some of the foods that are actually killing you. These are five everyday foods that you eat, and you're going to hate the first one.
If you say cake, I'm out of here.
I'll be honest. I don't want to hear them. I'd rather just be ignorant about it.
No, I want to hear them because I'm going to go buy each one of them today.
Okay. Well, The first one on the list is potato chips.
Yeah.
We know they're not a health food, but they're easy to reach for and overdo when you're hungry, and they are loaded with salt and unhealthy fats and preservatives, all of which can contribute to high blood pressure and other issues. I've always told myself, they're potatoes. They're a vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on top of that, are they the ones with the zesty, you know, vegetable flavors?
It doesn't matter.
Like those Sun Chips? It's almost like eating vegetables, I think.
Yeah, but the Pringles, I hear, are healthy because they don't crinkle when you open those.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Yeah. Diet sodas. I've switched to diet soda because I have diabetes. And I figured this would be better for me. Mm-hmm. But they say that even though they don't have the sugar content of real soda, some of the artificial sweeteners can interfere with your gut health and your insulin sensitivity. They're also bad for your teeth, just like regular sodas.
Yep.
Which I'm like, they don't have sugar in them. I thought they would be okay. I keep one on my nightstand and sip it throughout the night.
And I read where diet soda actually makes you hungry or something like that.
Right, because it tricks your body into thinking you got sugar, but you didn't or something like that.
Plus, it has aspartame, which is supposed to be horrible for your brain.
There's no proof of that yet. Also, there's no proof that aspartame is bad for your brain either.
So all of this is just propaganda.
Well, no, this stuff is proven, but the aspartame thing, there's no proof.
You just get an inhaler
for aspartame,
yeah.
So your nose feels sweet. Okay, alcohol, Cato. I'm sorry to say, frequent alcohol consumption strains your liver, disrupts your sleep, and increases your risk of certain cancers. Even small amounts can add up over time.
That's not true, because I read tequila can be good for you.
Really?
I think it's all the mix, so you should just do shots.
Where did you read that? Tequila is literally the worst drink I think they ever invented for people.
It's like drinking alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
No, it's worse.
That's why it's so good for you.
But you know what? I heard, though, because my grandfather, and this is from the doctor, he had to drink a beer a day.
That your grandfather's doctor was a quack.
Was he? Okay.
They do prescribe beer to patients in the hospital.
Only if they have a kidney stone.
No, he had some kind of heart thing going on.
And an addiction, too. You can't just quit alcohol if you...
Well, that doesn't make it good for you.
They prescribe alcohol. I know this for a fact.
My mother-in-law, her doctor told her when she was pregnant with the twins to drink a beer a day. I don't remember
while she was pregnant?
Yes! Wait, did I fall for something? She told me she was serious, though.
Oh,
I believe her.
Oh, my God. So there's a lot of disinformation here. You should check this out on Google before you believe it.
I don't believe these foods are bad for us either.
Okay. Sweetened coffee drinks. Giant flavored lattes and frappuccinos can pack in more calories and sugar than an actual dessert.
I don't care. It's good for my heart.
It's not good for your heart.
It's good for my soul.
It's literally caffeine, too.
I just Googled the beer a day. While the phrase a beer a day keeps the doctor away is a popular saying, doctors generally do not prescribe or recommend daily beer consumption for health benefits.
And I looked up the tequila thing. Lower in sugar and calories, weight loss properties, digestive aid, probiotic effect, potential heart health benefits.
She's on the tequila manufacturer website.
I'm going to the liquor store today.
All right, finally, frozen meals. They're loaded with sodium and saturated fat, which causes increased blood pressure, water retention, inflammation, and kidney strain. And there's growing evidence that heating up plastics can lead to chemicals in our bodies.
Well, that's great because I don't eat the frozen meals. I don't have to warm up. The thing that I keep in my freezer is ice cream. So it's...
It don't crinkle.
And it's not a meal. It's a dessert.
Yeah. Most of those ice creams have that little plastic thing on top that crinkles.
I mean, the only bad thing for me on this list is the alcohol because I don't do soft drinks. But I mean, right. I don't do diet. I don't eat frozen meals.
The only bad thing for me on this is Tom's information. Like, I love all these foods. And here's my brother. He called me, and of course, my mom's a grandma. And he's like, Mom's not eating healthy at all. I'm like, she's been eating all kinds of, you know, processed stuff. And I'm like, well, she's like 70s. So at that point, it's okay to eat whatever you want to. I mean, I would. I'm like, if I get to be 78, I'm like, okay, it's time to eat as many little Libby snack cakes as I want.
I've told you, my dad, he came out of heart surgery.
Yeah.
We went to KFC, and he continued to eat fried chicken as much as he wanted. He said, I'm going to eat what I want.
Yeah.
So basically, believe what you want to, but
enjoy
this is
life.
What the doctor said.
Everything causes cancer. You can't stop everything. So just enjoy life and don't worry.
Anything that makes your life easier is basically going to kill you.
Okay, well, this is foods in particular that
That's
are bad
I mean.
For
I
you.
I think it's great for people that want to stop eating these things, Tom.
I'm going to Hardee's. Anybody want anything?
I don't think anyone wants to stop eating these things, but if you want to be healthy,
moderation.
These are bad for
moderation
you.
Moderation is what they say.
Yeah. Zero moderation.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the experts say that retaliation is not a way to restore any relationship. You should try some humility and maybe, you know, even... forgiveness is a good thing.
What idiot thinks retaliation is a way to restore a relationship? It's a way to get revenge. You're not trying to restore anything with it. You're trying to end it for good.
Okay, girls, let's just see. No, I disagree there. Sometimes you're just getting retaliation just to kind of, you know.
To make you feel better.
Poke him just a little bit. Because I have the passive-aggressive behavior that the girls have done when they are upset with their man. I have so many to choose from. I just got to kind of filter through the ones. And, of course, you know silent treatment is one that the girls will do.
That's not always a punishment, ladies.
But guys do it, too, I think, sometimes as well. But the girls said that's what they will do. Silent treatment, they will go shopping as well and buy something just to get retaliation at the man.
With his card?
Well, yeah, or just it's his bank account, too. They also say they will hide the remote from him, like the TV remote, which I'm like, that is going too far.
You don't even have to hide it. Half the time it'll be sitting in front of a guy and they'll be like, where's the TV remote? Like, it's a foot in front of you.
Okay.
Why can't y'all find things?
I've gotten to where I tell my wife, I'm like, can you help me find this? It's probably sitting right in front of me, but I can't see it.
That's what John says. I'm like, yeah, it's in your hand.
Okay. They will intentionally cook something he doesn't like for dinner. It's the way that they have used passive-aggressive behavior.
That explains so much. Either that or my wife's a bad cook.
Okay. So far, Tori, have you done any of these?
I'm not going to admit anything.
Okay, withholding kisses is always a bad thing, but that was mentioned. Those are just some of the few that I think that didn't surprise me as much, except for the remote one. So here's the passive-aggressive behaviors that kind of did. They'll go to bed early, earlier than normal. They know that he likes to snuggle, and you know what? It's but that night you're feeling really tired. I'm going to go to bed early tonight. And he's like, wait 10 minutes. Oh, I didn't hear that, honey. Oh, I'm sorry I went to bed early.
Well, I'm putting myself in timeout. I was very bad, and I'm going to bed early.
See, I think he'd be like, go on so I can watch this movie without hearing talking.
Mm-hmm. Or play this video game.
All right. Passive-aggressive behaviors that you've done when you're upset at your man, missing calls and not texting back. So he'll try to call you or something, and, you know, you let a few calls go by, miss, and then you listen to the voicemail, and then you'll send him back some kind of message like, oh, I'm sorry, I saw where you called, I was busy.
You can't do that anymore. My wife and I, whenever one of them doesn't answer, we'll start that Find My Phone where it plays the beeping noise no matter what. I mean, we get in touch with each other. We'll get on Life 360, see where the person is, then we'll send that tone that makes it go off on their phone, even if they got it on like silent or whatever.
That would be so much fun if like she's downstairs and not talking to you and you hear the bring, da, bing, da, bing, da, bing, and you're like, ha ha, I'm annoying you.
All right, another thing that the women do when they're upset with their man, making him run late. They know he likes the previews to the movie, but they're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to take my time and not put my makeup on.
I'll leave you.
I got to check the stove, make sure the burners are off.
Well, I might have forgotten my curling iron was on.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive yourself then.
But you know what, though? But intentionally doing that, there's something wrong.
Yeah, I don't like y'all don't do stuff. I love how y'all act like we do the petty stuff, but men aren't petty.
Okay.
You ain't got that list, do you?
We're like puppy dogs. We don't even think that way.
Lies. Lies.
We're oblivious.
Y'all are like cats. You're sneaky and mean, and we're just lovable and just we're naive.
100%, for sure.
What are you talking about?
You think about some of these that we've mentioned, you know, silent treatment, all that stuff. Like going shopping, I don't think a guy will do that just for retaliation. He just went out like an idiot and just bought something he shouldn't have.
No, but y'all have other ways of getting even.
Well, I don't have that list, though, anyway. And then finally, here's one for you I thought was very interesting. They intentionally are being loud at certain times, especially like in the morning. Like, oh, I swear I didn't mean to slam that door. Or, oh, I didn't know that the alarm clock was still on and I left it on.
I'm starting to think my wife's mad at me a lot more than I realized.
They'll also do loud chores while you're on the phone or trying to take a nap. So that's the perfect time to do a loud chore.
Time to vacuum.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Actually, Jeff Allen, our buddy here on the Hawk and Tom Show, he's a comedian, is talking about that right here.
3 months into our marriage, we got into our first really, really, really big fight. I'd gone to take a nap. You know, I learned early on in my marriage, naps were a big no-no. I mean, really. God forbid I'm rested. So I'd gone to take a nap. Don't know if I was asleep 5 minutes or 5 hours. All I know is I'm waking up to the sound of a vacuum cleaner in my bedroom. I'm sleeping and Tammy's vacuuming the bedroom. Apparently I wasn't waking up quick enough. She started to go under the bed. We had a water bed. There was no under the bed. I'm kind of rocking on the high seas and not waking up yet. So she goes after something on the pillow and got my hair caught in it. To this day, that was 25 years ago. To this day, her reaction still surprises me. Oh, you're awake.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're excited because we have a band in the studio right now. We're very involved with the Piedmont Natural Gas Downtown Alive, and they did a contest called Battle of the Bands this year.
Yay!
And we get to announce that winner. And they are here in the studio with us. We have Tucker Lee,
Monty,
yep. And we also have Rocco Montgomery here. Monty Allender, is that right?
Yes,
okay, get all the names there. And you guys are in the band Falling Out, and you guys are the winners of Battle of the Band.
Yay, way to go!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So that's got to be pretty cool that not only did you get the experience of doing this, but then to win the big thing overall.
Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. Very
now,
exciting.
Kind of interesting, too. How old are you guys?
14.
I'm 15.
And I'm 14.
How about that, man? How long have you guys been practicing?
Like 6 months.
That's pretty good.
The band started in like the middle of December.
Okay, so. But you guys already knew how to play instruments, I'm guessing.
I knew mine.
He's played drums his whole life. I started like maybe a year ago on guitar.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I started first learning on guitar, and then I switched to bass, and now I'm playing with my band.
You know what? I didn't start that early in life, but I've been playing for years now. I still don't know how to play the guitar good.
He's not as bad as he says he is. So how did you guys end up coming together as a band?
It all started...
At school? Do you guys go to school together?
Well, yeah, me and Tucker went to the same school.
What's that school?
We went to Greenfield Middle. Well, actually, originally we were at Stone Academy. That was our elementary school.
Yeah.
We didn't really know each other, though.
Yeah, So, when we first started talking, it was like
6th grade English class.
Wow. Like sixth.
There you go.
And like around 8th grade, we were talking. I was like, I could play guitar, and he was like, well, I know that he played drums like since I've known him, and he was like, Well, when we just like started something.
Well, now you guys have a new song out, and of course, you know, being that you're playing live and stuff, you sound good.
Yeah,
I'm like, thank you. I was impressed. Yeah,
yeah. We're gonna play a little bit of this. It's called "Falling Slow." Let you hear what they sound like since they did win the contest. Sounds like anything you would hear on the radio. Or now, what do you guys call yourself? I saw something where it said pop punk. Is that what you guys
call? Yes, sir.
Pop punk. Kind of like a pop punk, like and rock.
Yeah,
rock,
right.
Mixture.
Okay, now who's your inspiration? Like, what bands do you like to listen to?
There's Green Day.
Yeah, I thought I could hear that. Had some Green Day there.
The Beatles.
Yeah, okay. The Beatles. Yeah. Blink-182.
Love Blink-182.
And then Adele. I could hear some Adele in there.
I think you may not have been right about that.
I'm teasing, fellas. But no, is it like your first experience? Because you haven't been doing that long. You get on stage. Do you still get the butterflies?
I mean, I do, like, right before the show.
Yeah.
But, like, our last show that we had, mm-hmm. I, like, felt fine on stage. I was like, wow, this is, like... Like, I feel like he's, like, right.
Listen, definitely. We've been doing it for a while, and we get up in front of tens of thousands of people, and we get butterflies, too. So
yeah. I don't get them anymore. I just don't care.
Yeah, I just play my drums.
I think when you're doing music, sometimes if you really are into music, and Hawk and I were with a buddy, we actually did a concert in front of tens of thousands of people, not because of us, because we were opening for this other band.
Yeah.
And this guy that was our ringer, we had this dude that could play guitar like Joe Satriani. And he gets up there, and he is so into the music. And I think when you get in the music, you lose that fear because you're in the moment of the music, and it takes over.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you got your big show coming up, Downtown Alive. And
that's August 28th?
Yeah, August 28th, yes, sir.
Right. And where can people see you at? Where is that show at?
Outside the Hyatt in Noma Square.
Noma Square.
Yeah, Piedmont Natural Gas, Downtown Alive. It's always a lot of fun. Kind of curious, too, are you going to take it on the road? Like,
hopefully someday.
Yeah. Someday, hopefully.
You mentioned Bohemian Bull. You're going to be playing there?
Oh, yeah. We're playing at Bohemian Bull on September 13th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second show, Pelham Road, Bohemian Bull.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have got a lot going on. It's a pleasure to have you on. Be the first time that you got your song on the radio.
Right here on the Hawk and Tom Show. So when you guys make it big worldwide, say, when was the first time that someone played you on the radio?
Hawk and Tom. Well,
thank you for coming on with us this morning. We're excited to have you.
Thank you so much.
Be part of Piedmont Natural Gas Downtown Alive.
All right.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.